In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Please, you may be seated. Walking in dominion over sickness and disease. And we are on with part 3 of this teaching series. Walking in dominion over sickness and disease. Health, without any doubt, is the most valuable asset of every living being. Until one loses his health before he knows the value of it. And God has packaged this man to give you dominion over sickness and disease the remaining days of your life. And that shall be so in the name of Jesus Christ. The great physician has his prescriptions. When we understand his prescriptions, then we're able to take delivery of what belongs to us. And this morning we'll be looking at one of his key prescriptions for our total health. We have tried to establish in the course of this teaching, the teaching series, that every sickness and disease has a spiritual root. There's a spirit involved, and they call that the spirit of infirmity or the spirit of sickness. It manifests in all kinds of ways. Because it has a spiritual root, we can only have a spiritual victory over it. So the real victory over sickness and disease has a spiritual source. Because sickness and disease has a spiritual root. Jesus was anointed with Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all them that were oppressed of the devil. So everyone Jesus healed was oppressed of the devil. Oppressed of the devil. Whether it now comes in terms of headache, migraine, boils, whitlow, it doesn't matter. Fever, yellow fever, typhoid, malaria, whichever. In fact, when Jesus came to Peter's mother-in-law, came to their house and saw Peter's mother-in-law taken with fever, he cast out, he rebuked the spirit. He did what? He rebuked the spirit. So as ordinary as fever is, Jesus saw a spirit behind it. And he rebuked the fever. He rebuked the fever. So that fever has a spiritual root, and Jesus rebuked that spirit that was responsible for that fever. When Satan went on and smote Job, the Bible said he smote Job with boys. That was a boys. Now you see, it's so important to know that all sickness and disease has a spiritual root. And you can only have a spiritual victory over them. Can I hear your amen? You're walking home today with a seal of dominion over sickness and disease in your life. I'll read from Luke chapter 11. Verse 14, and Jesus was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. It was a dumb. Yes, and it came to pass when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake, and the people wondered. Verse 15, and some of them said, he casted out devils through Beelzebul, the chief of the devils. And others tempting him, sought of him a sign from heaven. And he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And a house divided against itself, against a house, faileth. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because ye say that I cast out devils through through Beelzebub. And if I, by the finger of God, if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. And if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you. Now verse 21. When a strong man armed keepeth his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all the armor wherein he trusted, and divided the spoils. Now, this is Jesus painting a picture of what happens in the healing process. The stronger one comes upon the one who is holding you bound, and then he takes from him the armor in which he trusts, and then you can have your things back. Can I hear your amen? So it's a game of power. Overcoming sickness and disease is essentially what? A game of power. It is a game of power. A strong man armed and holds an individual down, his goods are in safety. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him, he will take away from him the armor in which he trusts, and then he will let go his captives. In that picture, Satan is that strong man. And the stronger one is Jesus Christ. Can I hear your amen? So until you overcome the strong man, you remain a captive. You remain his captive. You have to overcome the strong man before you can have your things back. So it's a game of power. Say with me, it's a game of power. Jesus was teaching Luke chapter 5 and verse 17. And the Bible said the power of God was present to heal them. So it's a game of power. Walking in dominion over sickness and disease is a game of power. It is not a game of prayer. It's a game of power. It's not a game of confession. It's a game of power. This is so important. Jesus was preaching, and the power of God was present to heal them. In the passage that we read at the opening of this service, in Psalm 110, it said, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit on my right hand, and make thy enemies thy footstool. Amen. So, rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. It takes power to rule in the midst of your enemies. It takes what? Power. It takes power. So, it's a conflict of powers. Your dominion over sickness and disease is a conflict of powers. It's a conflict of powers. In Psalm 66 and verse 3, say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works, and through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto you. So the enemies will not submit on negotiation. The enemy will submit on display of power. Everyone say power. This is so important. This is so important. So your dominion over sickness and disease is essentially a game of power. Now let's go ahead and see power defined by the great physician. Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6 and verse 7. And he called unto him the 12. And he began to send them forth by two and two. And what did he do? He gave them power over what? Unclean spirit. And commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey, and save a staff only. No scrip, no bread, no money in their purse. And verse 12. And they went out and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many devils. And what did they do? And anointed with oil many that were sick. And what did they do? And healed them. And anointed with oil. Who gave them the oil? Who gave them? The one who sent them gave them the oil. When he gave them the oil, he called it power. What did he call it? He gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every sickness and disease. And they went on with a bottle of oil in their hand. And the Bible said they anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. So the great physician gave them the oil and said, go ahead and overcome the strong man that's holding people down in sickness and disease. Go ahead and anoint with oil many that were sick and set them free. So the great physician gave them the oil. Can I hear your amen? The great physician gave them the oil. And he called it power. What did he call it? And they anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. In chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, is any sick among you? Let them call upon the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And the Lord shall raise him up. And the Lord shall raise him up. Is any sick? That means it has power to rout any kind of sickness. Say with me, any kind of sickness. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 1. Jesus called the 12 and he sent them forth. He gave them power to heal all manner of sickness and all manner. Everybody say all manner. So no matter your manner of sickness and disease, the power of God is all you need to walk into your liberty. And you are walking into that liberty today in the name of Jesus. All manner. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 1. And when he had called unto him the 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Everybody say all manner. All manner of sickness and all manner of disease. All manner. It's not just something. Call it any name. All manner of sickness and all manner of disease. All manner. So the power of God is equal to the task. Can I hear your amen? When he comes upon the strong man, he disarms him and releases his captives. He says, I'm stronger. You can keep holding him. So this morning, as you are anointed, you're walking into liberty from that sickness and that disease. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 What is in the oil? Like I said last Sunday, when you look at a jar of water and a jar of sulfuric acid, they all look innocently plain. But the chemist tells you there is poison in this one, it can kill anybody. And this one is water, you can just take it and refresh yourself. So what is in the oil? What is it that works this deliverance in the oil? And we look at it briefly this hour. Now, in 1 Samuel chapter 16, and Samuel took, verse 13, Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. So from the oil came upon him the Spirit of the Lord. Can I hear your amen? Amen. So inside the oil is the Spirit of the Lord. Can I hear your amen? Amen. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. And what does he do when the enemy shall come in like a flood? What happens? The Spirit of the Lord shall set up a standard against him. Isaiah 59 verse 19. So the Spirit of the Lord in the oil sets up a standard against the enemy. It stops the enemy from having his way. So no matter the name of that sickness and disease, he said, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall set up a standard against him. The Spirit of the Lord shall stop him. The Spirit of the Lord will work out a deliverance for the individual. When the enemy shall come in like a flood. And so when you are anointed, the Spirit of the Lord goes into operation. Can I hear your loudest amen? The Spirit of the Lord goes into operation to set you free. And David was anointed in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. What's in the oil? Matthew chapter 3. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with what? Fire. Whose fan is in his hand, he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. What's in the oil? From that scripture, we understand that inside this oil is the Spirit of the Lord and call him the Holy Ghost. Amen. And this Holy Ghost has a fan in his hand, and his mission is to thoroughly garnish his floor. And you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. How many agree with that? The word says you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So he has a duty to sweep your inside, sweep his floor, gather the chaff, and burn them with unquenchable fire. He preserves the substance and destroys the chaff. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
He preserves the substance and destroys the chaff. He preserves the wheat and he burns the chaff with his unquenchable fire. That's his mission. So inside this oil is fire. Inside this oil is a fan. And the fan is designed to sweep the floor of the Holy Ghost, who you are. And as he sweeps that floor, he gathers the chaff and burns them with unquenchable fire. I mean, the sanctuary keepers do a lot of job every time the Lord reward you. There is no way to keep this inside clean without coming inside to sweep. Is there a way of doing that? Hear your. So for him to sweep your inside, he must get inside. He must what? He must get inside. We had a story, a testimony of a woman who had a surgery some years back in Europe, and mysteriously cotton wool was forgotten inside her system, and she was dying. And one night she began coughing, and she knew her time was close enough. So she said, let me even see what they say is in this oil, and took the oil, a shot of it, and coughed and brought out a clotty substance. They took that to the laboratory, and it was cotton wool. What was it? It got inside and began sweeping whatever thing was there that should not be there. This morning, whatever should not be on your inside will be swept out in the name of Jesus. One of us here was afflicted by the enemy. You know, he said, all manner of sickness and disease. And so, the Holy Ghost moved me to start serving this oil to the people in our old church. And this lady excreted three substances: a serpent, a talisman, and a seedling that was growing. Now, what was this? The trouble with her? She was smelling. Everywhere she got to, she was smelling. The devil has planted those things inside her to dehumanize her. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? All manner of sickness and all manner of disease. All manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Whatever it is, cancer, it will go off. I said this morning, whatever is not of God on your inside must find their way out. A young man was growing lean and growing lean and growing lean. And then he took a shot of the oil. And guess what? He excreted a fish. And inside the water closet,